Peace. Peace, my daughter. Try to forget the world. Inside these cloistered walls, there is no place for sorrow and heartbreak.
Oh, sister, help me to forget. Even here in the convent, I still feel the dampness of the prison. I thought I could escape.
Many broken hearts have been healed here. We will heal your heart, too.
Oh, but you do not understand, sister. Andre was a naval officer, a member of the royal family. Mm-hmm. Now he is disgraced, broken, and there is nothing left for him.
Oh,
I have come here. But where will he go?
Perhaps if you unburdened your soul, it would help. Tell me all.
Yes, I must tell someone. Perhaps you will believe. The military court would not.
Of course I will believe. Come. Tell me, my child.
Our radio play for today, The Confessions of a Woman Spy, is taken from a story to be found in the American Weekly, that remarkable magazine which is read by more people than any other publication in the world. This interesting and entertaining magazine is distributed each week with every Hearst Sunday newspaper from coast to coast.
Anita, the true friend?
Yes, Malaheer. And you?
Does it matter? You were expecting me. Quite enough.
If you wish, Malaheer. But how am I to know that you are the one for whom I am waiting?
Your instructions were in cipher, were they not?
Yes.
You were told to come here dressed in blue as usual and wait until further orders were given you?
That is true. Have you those orders?
Oh. Blue Flame wishes to have the interview ended quickly. Perhaps I should like to talk to you.
Our likes and dislikes are hardly to be considered. Do you think it wise for me to sit here with you? The Grand Debut is one of the most popular bars in Europe. Here you will find the agents of every country in the world. You may be recognized.
Your reputation for discretion is well earned, Fräulein. There's nothing to fear. The bar is practically deserted at this time of day. I am unknown here.
You are unknown, but the Blue Flame is known. If you are seen with me, it will make my work here even more dangerous.
That would be true, Fräulein, if you are going to work here.
I do not understand.
Some time ago, you let it be known that you are available to accept special assignments.
Yes, that is true.
Good. This is a special assignment. You are to go to Paris, from there to Brest. Your future instructions are here in this package. Does that satisfy you?
Yes, of course.
Good.
And the money for my expenses?
I have here your tickets and 20,000 francs.
That is quite satisfactory. And now, Mynheer, if you'll give me the papers.
Not
and
so
the
fast,
money.
Fräulein. There are other instructions. This time, the Blue Flame may never return.
I am prepared to face whatever is necessary.
If we had not been sure of that, we would never have selected you. Now, you will be expected to establish yourself in Brest. It may take months or years. You may even have to marry.
Oh, the husband included in my orders?
The Blue Flame does not like the idea of marrying.
Please.
Fräulein, your orders are here. You will proceed to Paris at once. You are to make the acquaintance of a certain young officer. He will be returning to Paris shortly. Go with him.
And that is all?
For the present. Your orders are to become his confidant. Through him, you will form friendships with as many of the officers of his government as possible.
And then?
And then your assignment will have been completed.
You have not told me the name of the man whom I am to meet.
True. Come closer to me, Fräulein.
The Comte?
Quiet. And now, Fräulein, you will find everything in this package.
Wait. One more question.
Yes.
By whom am I commissioned?
That is something you need not know. If there are any future orders, we will get in touch with you. Au revoir, then.
May I to help you with your bags, mademoiselle? You are going to breast?
Yes.
Come this way, please.
Thank you.
Is mademoiselle expecting a companion, perhaps?
Not exactly.
If the blue flame will allow me to suggest.
Well?
I am here to help you. May I suggest that the compartment at the end of this car has but one occupant, a young naval officer.
Very well. Take me to that compartment.
Yes, yes. In here, please.
May I help you, mademoiselle?
Thank you.
Let me arrange your baggage.
You are very kind.
Voila. Now, it is I who am grateful, mademoiselle. The trip to Brest is a long one. It will be pleasant to have a charming companion to share the compartment. A cigarette?
Thank you, listener.
Is mademoiselle traveling alone?
I, too, am going to Brest, listener.
Oh, more unfortunate. Have you ever visited the port before?
No. This is my first trip. Do you think I will like the city?
Oh, I am sure of it, mademoiselle. It is not like Paris, but there are many naval men there. There are dances and dinners. Yes, I am sure you will like it. And so will I, if you will permit me to escort you. It would be an honor, mademoiselle.
But you do not know who I am, monsieur. Isn't it a little early to be offering your companionship?
Oh, you think I am hasty. But you do not know Brest, mademoiselle. Unless I ask you now, there will be 20 officers offering their arm when we arrive. Say that you will permit me this favor.
The lieutenant is gallant.
Then it is agreed?
You are very kind.
Good, good. We will have many wonderful times together. Let us celebrate now by going to lunch. Will you join me?
Is it time already?
Oui. Come. We will have wine and drink a toast to our friends. My arm, mademoiselle.
Thank you, lieutenant. Hello?
Monsieur le Comte is calling.
Oh, send him up, please. Oh, there. Everything is ready. The wine, the flowers. Oh, Andre, dear, you are early.
My darling, I wanted to get here before the others arrived.
Oh. Lisa, it hardly seems possible that we are announcing our engagement tonight.
I know, Andre. Perhaps we have been too hasty.
Oh, no.
You know so little about me.
I love you more every day, every hour. That is all I need to know.
Andre.
Oh, if you only knew how proud I am of you.
Proud? Oh, my sweet.
And my grandmother. She was delighted with you, Lisa. I had a letter today in which she thanks me for bringing you to visit her. Here, let me read it to you.
Oh, later, darling. Tell me, is everyone coming?
Everyone? Even the admiral? They all love you as much as I do.
And Rene, is he coming too?
Yes, Rene will be here. Lisa, look at me.
Yes.
You know that Rene is in love with you?
Oh, yes, Andre.
You have not encouraged him? Oh, please forgive me for asking.
Andre, I have seen him only because he is your friend. Our friend now.
And he loves you, darling, just as I do. What will he say when our engagement is announced?
Oh, you must not worry, Andre. He will still be our friend. I think that he suspects. And I am sure he will understand. Now, tell me, do you like the flowers?
Oh, the flowers, they are wonderful. You're the perfect hostess, my darling. Lita, they'll be here in a minute. Kiss me before they come. Oh, I'm the luckiest man in the world, Lita. Tell me that you love me again.
Oh, yes, Andrea. I do love you.
Oh,
and I'm going to try to make you the kind of wife you will be proud of. Oh, it is all different now. Different than I thought it would be.
Yes. Oh, they are here, darling.
Oh, Andre, is my hair all right?
Oh, yes.
I will have them.
Oh,
Well, you are all here. Thank you for coming, monsieur. Admiral, won't you sit over here,
please? Thank you, Lieutenant.
Won't you find chairs for yourself? There will be wine in a moment.
You are more charming than ever tonight, mademoiselle. If I were younger, I think I would refuse to let the lieutenant see as much of you as he does.
If you were younger, Admiral, perhaps I would agree with you.
And now, monsieur, the wine.
Oh, Pierre, serve the wine.
Oh, yes, mademoiselle.
And now, monsieur, no doubt you are wondering why I wanted you all here tonight.
Yes.
Well, it is because I have the honor to announce that Lita has consented to become my wife.
Well, magnifique. Congratulations, my boy.
Merci.
Monsieur, I propose a toast to the future Comtesse. Your health and happiness, mademoiselle.
Oh, thank you, my friend. Oh, why did that have to ring now? Will you excuse me for a moment? Hello?
Fräulein Lita.
Yes?
How is the blue flame this evening?
You? No, no.
You have done well, Fräulein. You have completed your first assignment and we are proud of you.
Please, you do not understand.
I shall be waiting in the lobby with further orders. Come down as soon as your guests leave.
But I thought you said my assignment was complete.
Ah, Fräulein, it is complete. For that reason, your life is forfeit.
But I do not understand.
You will, Fräulein. You will.
Hello? Hello? Hello?
There, my child, you must not cry. And you kept the appointment?
No. I have not told you all, sister.
Oh?
I did not want to meet him. I was going to run away. I thought that I could get back to Paris before the police came.
And they caught you, my child?
No. He came to my room as soon as André left. He accused me of getting the information for myself to sell to another government.
And so you gave it to him?
No, sister. Finally, I convinced him. But he said unless I stole the new naval plans from André, he would expose both of us, and that André would be broke and disgraced.
Please, my son.
That if I stole the papers, no one would ever know.
And so?
I stole them. The police were already watching. They knew.
I see. You were arrested, convicted, and sent to prison. But now you are free. Free to rebuild your life.
Yes. Free. But André, he is still in prison. He will never forget.
The radio program to which you have just listened was taken from a fascinating story which will appear in next Sunday's issue of the American Weekly, the magazine which has by far the largest circulation in the world. The American Weekly is distributed with all Hearst Sunday newspapers from coast to coast. And now we turn you over to your local announcer.